Once more, a piece about trains while the world of news whirls around us like a tornado. I had a less active week this week, having been distracted by the installation of Telegram and the messages it produces, like getting a personal text from General Flynn or whoever you follow. There was some progress, you'll be relieved to know. The big parcel arrival if the week was a hot knife, so come at me, bro. As long as you're within 3 feet of a 240V socket and give me 10 minutes to warm it up. I tried out the new purchase on the Kingspan board. Having cost £12, I shouldn't have held too high hopes. It did work to an extent, slowly melting the insulation. I think it is probably designed and better suited for expanded polystyrene, which is a lot less dense. Still, it will help to finish off any curves and edges. I found a hacksaw blade on its own was much more effective for cutting larger areas, though with a lot of mess ensuing. The shaping hasn't got to a recognizable point as yet, still experimenting with it. On the board itself, we left it with a successful test run of the train. I considered what would go under the track. While the inclines themselves do have a certain charm, they are not something of this world. I need to have something that will give it a bit more support. The track profile should be to have the tracks on a bed of ballast with lower levels on each side for drainage. To do that, I decided to use some cork mat, which is frequently used for this purpose. It may be overkill, simple plaster bandage would give a flat surface. The mat was measured out, cut and laid loosely over the inclines and seems okay. The next step is to glue all of this down, as at the moment it is a bit too flexible and mobile, the flexi track moving and disconnecting at the smallest of excuses. What to fix it with? This project seems to need a wide range of glues. For sticking the track down, I've ordered some spray glue. I could use tacks, but they would spoil the whole effect as being the equivalent of a 6-foot spike driven through the odd sleeper. Talking of glue, I have gone on with a number of buildings. Firstly was a go at some plastic kits. The contactor glue was ideal for them, sticking quickly with minimal amounts, giving a generally clean finish. I swiftly repaired the station halt and a garage made of a pair of sheds. Heartened by that success, I moved on to the Metcalf corner shop. As you'd expect, it is a lovely, well-made kit with clear instructions, but something that takes a few hours to construct. In this case, the shop has a couple of display windows and a variety of options are offered for the contents, chip shop, greengrocer, post office, etc. Following suggestions and general heckling from here, I thought it time to do a little customization of the building and make this one close to all your hearts. An off license. I expected that new glue to work a treat for the glazing. Sticking plastic glazing to cardboard backing is problematic, PVA used elsewhere is no good. It turns out the contact is equally rubbish as it soaks into the cardboard and ignores the glazing. Back to the super glue until a delivery of UU General Adhesive arrives, that's PVA, contactor, spray glue, and now UU. We have more glue than a Blythe council estate. The shop is built in three sections, the base, body of house and gable end. The base includes the shop fittings. In this case, I remembered I had a few scale beer cans somewhere from the last layout, so dug those out. The shop was named Swiss Bob's Bottle Shop, though it appears to be set the day after a bash as there is very little stock left and lots of empties in the backyard. I created the shop sign by scanning the provided ones, overlaying amended text in paint, using the original colors and printing it off. The sign is angled downwards to pavement level as it should be, by 3 or 4 different pieces of card. The instructions are typically Yorkshire forthright on the matter. Now, if you can understand this, the pink spacer, spacer dash spaces the yellow sign spacer to the correct height above the window. Once the yellow spacers are in position, throw the pink spacer away. They are each labeled like that, so not all that difficult in the end. Having put the building together, I now regret not putting more posters in the windows. It does look extremely bare, but now the building is together, it'd take serious surgery to get back in, so it will have to stay as it is. Bob obviously spends too much time on his computer and not tending his shop. Having said that, There are some nice touches, such as the open window above the shop and the back passage for RP. Bob himself is rather smart in his brown serving coat. I may need to add a light in there for better vision. Also, as noted by the master modelers on this site, leopard for one, I need to paint some of the edges to hide the card on the folds. I've just had an update that my point motors are back in stock and are being sent on, so some track work next week, along with that spray glue. I took a look at what sort of bridge to use for the raised section, and rather than go for a multi-arch viaduct, plumped for a bridge and abutments. It is in brick, as I have plenty of brick papers to help with the alterations that will be necessary to make the curve. Another house is there for easier work, and part of a factory, to be used as a boiler house, engine house for the mine, so plenty to be getting on with if there's nothing much else going on in the world.